I have a name for what happens when sales leaders come into the field to help the sales reps. I call it white horse syndrome, to honor the well-intentioned objectives of the executives. They actually believe their actions are akin to a hero who jumps on a white steed, rides out into untamed territory, and single-handedly saves the town from the bad guys. In reality, not only do they undermine the sales rep calling on the procurement manager, but they also telegraph more desperation on the part of the company. Their big weapon? Just a bigger discount. Procurement people have learned to ask executives from suppliers to visit, knowing they can get bigger discounts. Buyers just love it when that happens. I learned this lesson some years ago when I was the new product manager of a medium-sized technology company. We weren't hitting our numbers. A few days before the end of my third month, the division president, let's call him Bill, paid me a visit in my office. He suggested that I offer a 10% discount for large volume orders as an incentive for our dealers so we could meet end-of-period numbers. I quickly agreed. After all, he was the boss and I was new. I just didn't know any better. We offered the discount, and guess what? We hit our numbers that month. The entire team went out to celebrate, and I was feeling good too, but then I closely monitored sales activity for the following weeks. Sales were plummeting. They didn't just get soft, they evaporated. So I made some inquiries and quickly figured out what was happening. Distributors don't actually consume products. They simply store them and distribute the products to other customers. The only effect our end-of-month discounting had was to encourage the distributors to load up the channel. The discount did nothing to encourage sales by the only constituency that matters, the end customers. With the distribution channel loaded, the distributors just sat back until their inventory needed replenishing, and the low demand for our product predicted that would be months into the future.